All right, so do you guys feel motivated?
Yeah, yeah,
definitely.
Do you feel encouraged?
Yeah.
So I did my job. But also, do you feel I gave you a well-defined process with actionable steps to turn that motivation and encouragement into real results?
Yeah, yeah. Totally.
And those three things are: develop your plan, generate results, and build success. And it's all going to be rooted back to the first thing I said: develop your plan. So tell me, Courtney, what would you say was the estimated amount of calls that you made?
Yesterday, I think it was maybe only a 5 or so.
Okay, so big deal, right?
Yeah, it wasn't a ton.
All right. So, you know what? I'm going to actually ask you to do me a favor. Click resources.
Okay.
Choose services next to the red arrow.
Okay.
And it says, as your coach, I believe it's important to provide motivation and encouragement.
Yes.
Okay. So, I do want to encourage you guys, and I want to get you fired up and motivated. I don't know how good I am at doing that, but I want to do that.
I think you're great at it.
All right, that's good to know. But my primary objective is to give you actionable steps. Without that, the motivation, the encouragement will wear off. You need to have a focus and know exactly what you are intending to do, how you intend to do it, why you're doing it, and with that must come anticipation of the result being achieved.
Right.
So what is the first result that you guys are hoping to achieve?
Just getting the yes to quote.
All right, good. And, all right, now here's what I want you to do. Scroll down.
Okay.
Do you see the Let's Play Chess with the Checkmate Closed Telephone approach?
Yeah.
So that is a diagram of the exact process that I'm teaching you guys. Hold on. My phone's acting up. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Let's put it in perspective. Courtney, you're saying you were at that start step 5 or 6 times.
Right.
And unfortunately, because your tracking is off, we actually don't know what it was accurately.
Correct.
So in the future for both of you, you need, you know what? You should just get beyond the practice and just go for it.
And just do it, yeah.
Agreed?
Yeah, we're ready to do it.
All right, good.
Yeah.
Now, do you see those arrows?
Yeah.
So those are basically the buttons in your steps. So if you scroll down, you'll see the green start step. And you see those 6 buttons in there?
Yeah.
Confirm, opening, no answer line, busy, bad number, return to call. That's an important one. And when you're making calls, and if somebody calls you back and says, I missed the call from this number, that is where you would go.
Yeah, that happened to Courtney yesterday.
It has happened to me a lot, and a lot of my successes has actually come from those. Let's make a mental note. I'm going to show you that, how the system changes to fit that, but keep you within your tried and true processes. All right, so go back up to the diagram.
Okay.
So actually, we would have 2 big gray boxes to the right. I mean, 3, which would be confirm, opening, return to call.
Right.
That would be a more true, accurate representation of the process. So whenever you get a no answer, bad number, the system's going to track your dial count was made, but there was no way for that activity to move forward, so it exited, which is that arrow at the bottom underneath dial count.
Mm-hmm.
We want to eliminate that to best of our ability. Okay? So if you confirm, do you see that the arrow gets pointed to the opening?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So what's that saying is that you always go from the confirm step to the opening step.
Right.
And we'll practice that in just a moment. From the opening step, you have 3 choices. What are they?
Disarm, greet.
Yep.
Request contact or...
Yeah, so the other wrong number. So if you request contact, so if you say, hi, this is Todd Schaefer calling, that's opening technique. Here's an example of when you would click request contact. You click that when your list has a male name on it and a female answered the phone.
Right.
Or vice versa. So you're thinking, I can't say hello, Bob, when I know that I'm talking to a female.
Yeah.
So you say, I was actually calling for Bob. Or you could actually try to ask. And there is where the great debate starts. From my experience, when we can't acknowledge the person that we're calling, confirm that we're talking to the person that we're intending to talk to, that is an activity process killer.
Yeah.
It's just unfortunate. I have not been able to find a way around it. So, but here are a couple things that we may want to consider. If we're calling Bob and a female answers the phone and says, "Hello, this is Mary," I would change that name Bob to Mary in the system and say, "Hello, Mary," and actually go right through the system.
Okay. That's if she gives you her name, you act like you're calling her, basically.
Yeah, or like if we know the person's name, go for it.
Right.
So let me write that down. Changing name and system, because this is the stuff we're going to practice. But before you would go to an ask, what is the one step you will always do?
Disarm.
That's right. Remember in the training I gave you last week where that telemarketer has improved her percentages by 6%?
Yeah.
She's killing it now, you guys.
Awesome.
She's rivaling my numbers, and I don't like that. I am. I set the standard. I'm teasing you guys. You know that, right?
Yeah.
All right. But when I see people outperforming me, it gives me hope that greater performance can be achieved.
Yeah.
All right. So, again, when we're at the start step, that's where you hear the phone ringing.
Gotcha.
If somebody answers, your two choices are?
Confirm or opening.
Right. If somebody calls you back?
Return call.
That's right. And then if you confirm, you always
greet.
Nope. If you confirm, you always
open.
And then if you open, you have three choices.
Disarm, greet, request contact.
Right. When do you request contact?
When they're not, like if it's a male answering, but you're calling for a female.
Excellent. Now, when do we greet?
When we confirm who they are.
All right, so here's when you greet. If you say hi, so your opening technique is, "Hi, this is Todd Schaefer calling. Hi, this is Kelsey calling. This is Courtney calling," and I would highly recommend first and last name. It adds like a level of importance to your call.
Yeah.
Okay.
So when you say that, they're going to respond in a variety of ways. It could be, "Hello." If they greet you, you greet them back, so click greet. They're going to say yes or okay, which are positive responses. You greet.
Right.
If they're like, "Do I know you?"
Then we disarm, right?
Yep. If they're silent, so, "Hi, this is Todd Schaefer calling."
Gotcha.
Now we go, "We actually haven't met," to kill the silence.
Right, okay.
That's an actionable step that is proven.
Mm-hmm.
You are responsible for understanding and discerning the reality of your conversation quickly and choosing appropriately. So we will practice this in just a moment. So basically, here's the deal. You greet the majority of the time unless you feel skepticism, reluctance, or something that just isn't gelling right. If they ask, "Who are you?" what would you do? Greet or disarm?
Disarm.
That's right. So if I said, "Who are you?" and you go, "Hi, how are you?" that's a conversation killer.
Right.
Yeah. All right. So you always disarm before you ask. And then ultimately, when you get to the ask step, you guys, the number one button you really want people to say is happy.
Yeah.
Because that rejection protection throughout to the X date to the quote is gold. Now, the other part of that equation is the, "No, actually, I'm not happy," or "I'm neutral." Those are pretty good, too, because those are pretty much going to lend yourself to a result. So currently, right now, my numbers are showing 58% saying happy. And then I think about 10%, we'll look at it here in just a moment, that are saying not happy. So basically, if we can turn 60% of those happies into a quote, do you see how that's going to create phenomenal opportunity for you guys?
Yeah.
So, for example, the telephone flashcards, there you go. See the 22%? I'm at 24.3 in the confirm?
Yeah.
and then 7% in opening, that's telling me I have a 32% chance, 31% chance of somebody saying, picking up the phone when I dial it. We need to see those numbers in you guys. And if we don't, we're going to need to fix it. If it's less than 20%, you're going to get demoralized and discouraged and not want to get to your activity.
Right.
You want to know why?
Because there's not a positive reinforcement?
Yeah, there's none. You know what motivation needs to exist? Anticipation.
Mm.
If there is no anticipation, that effort is going to yield an opportunity, let alone a result, there will be no motivation to make the call. If you know 1 in 3 people are going to give you a quote, heck, even if it's 1 in 4, that's not bad, right?
Right.
You make, these numbers would tell you that if you dialed a telephone 12 times, you're going to talk to 4 people and get a quote opportunity.
Right.
That's anticipation.
Yeah.
And from that comes the motivation. And again, we need to see these numbers, which is why we need to get you guys started quickly. So let's do it right now. Scroll up to the top and click the System for IPAs logo in the top left.
What does IPA stand for?
Income producing activities.
Awesome.
In order for you to make a sale, do you guys need to present your product to the people?
Yep.
In order to know what to present, why to present it, do you need some sort of information like a fact finder?
Yeah.
In order to get the fact finder, do you need to ask and be granted permission?
Yeah.
In order to get that that ask, do you need to dial the telephone in most cases, or at least make a pivot?
Yeah.
So you're not ever going to get the result unless those things first occur.
Right.
So it's kind of like this. Do you guys get paid salary or by the hour?
By the hour.
By the hour. So does Justin Pitt cut you a check at the end of every hour and say thanks?
No.
So you wait a minute. You're saying you come into work and you put in hour after hour after with the anticipation that he's going to honor his word and accumulate the hours and pay you like 2 weeks later.
Right.
Wow. So is working, putting in an hour, an income producing activity for you?
Yeah.
Well, the same needs to be true with activity. The difference is that it's not as concrete as a promise from someone like Justin saying he's going to pay you.
Right.
But with the System for IPAs, we will make it concrete, and you will see your numbers and know exactly what you need to do to reach the production that needs to be hit. So let's practice.
Good.
First of all, click pool at the top.
Pool.
Okay, so you got no names in there. Otters test. Do you see that?
Yep.
So when you bring up test and you're in there and we click on one of the flashcards, it is going to, that's the person you're going to be calling.
Okay.
So let's click auto, prospecting cold call. Is your tracking on or off?
It's off.
What do?
Turn it on.
All right, so by the way, if you scroll down, do you see the table that says Todd and it has my data in there?
Yeah.
We want your data, you, to match mine or try to outperform me.
Right.
And I say good luck with that. But you guys say, yeah, bring it on.
Bring it on.
Hey, you throw a punch, I'll throw a punch, but together, let's just get our activity.
Okay.
Okay, good. So now that your tracking is on, the phone is ringing. If the person said, hello, this is Mary. So there you could confirm and say, hello, Mary. Or you can open and say, hi, this is Todd. Hi, Mary, this is Todd Schaefer calling. But when that happens, we talked about changing the name, right?
Yeah.
So right there where it says first name, type Mary and hit tab. Did it change it at the top where it says Mary?
Yeah.
All right, excellent. So click opening. What do you say, Kelsey?
Hi, this is Kelsey Green calling.
That was really good, too. I think that technique would be just fine if that's how you do it live.
Okay.
Your words are well enunciated, good tempo. If anything, you slow down just a little bit, but I don't think that was bad at all, to be honest with you, so I wouldn't nitpick that. Okay, so what determines if we greet, disarm, or ask?
Whether if they pause or if they...
All right, so if I say, don't click it. So if I say, hi,
You greet.
Okay, if I say, hello, how are you?
Greet.
If I say yes.
Disarm.
No.
No? Damn.
Yes and okay are positive responses.
Okay.
Yes.
So with disarm, we're genuinely looking for a negative response.
Yeah, that's a good way of looking at it. Hesitant, reluctant, negative response.
Okay. Gotcha.
Okay, so if yes, okay, so there is a magic and a power in the word calling, you guys.
Mm-hmm.
And I think what it does is it makes people think they should know you.
Right.
Like, you're thinking, Todd Schaefer, man, I dated a Todd in high school. So you're thinking, man, I liked him then. Maybe you see my point? So what it's designed to do is lower that natural resistance that is there when people know they just answered a sales call.
Break the ice.
Yeah. Hi, this is Todd Schaefer calling. Yes? That's the most common response. Another one would be like, okay. So if it's like, okay, that's a reluctant okay. Agreed?
Right. Yes.
So in that case, you would disarm.
Mm-hmm.
If I say, okay, it's like I'm acknowledging, okay.
Yeah.
Then you greet. So I'm going to say, okay, what do you do?
How are you?
I'm good. And you?
Doing well.
Okay. The button that's on the left is the button that you're most aiming to click. So go ahead and click disarm because we never ask before we
disarm.
Click
right.
It.
We haven't actually met.
All right. Now that sounded really good. That's exactly how you want to do it. Can you guys, as trivial as that technique may sound to the general public, can you be open to rolling with it, even if we can't fully validate it?
Yes.
What do you think you're trying to do in this step?
I feel like in this step, I'm
being honest with them.
Yeah.
All right. Ding, 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 ding. You win $1,000. All right, good. Tell Justin that.
Okay.
For both of you. All right, so that's a good one. So you're basically letting the cat out of the bag.
Yeah.
Okay, what? Anything else?
We haven't met yet, but I'm hoping to chat with you, you know?
Yeah, good. You know what? I think maybe that what you just said, that element of truth.
Yeah.
Is what feeds a favorable that feeds like a more favorable outcome of the overall conversation, and it happened in the initial steps. Also, if the person's thinking, and how do I know you, who are you, and you say we haven't actually met, they're like, oh, okay, I didn't think so. So they feel smart.
Right.
Okay, good. Click ask.
Okay, the reason I'm calling, because I'm an insurance professional with State Farm. And I just wanted to see if you're happy with the rates you're paying for your insurance.
We are the ones that reap the rewards from our success, but we are learning to put all the success's responsibility on the process that we are following.
Right.
All right, so when this is a critical pause, critical. So when you say the reason I'm calling is because I'm an insurance professional with State Farm, and that's how you kind of want to say it. The reason I'm calling is I'm an insurance professional with State Farm. You should almost always hear, and I played you a plethora of calls, right, where the person says, okay.
Gotcha.
They'll say, okay.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Okay. So you think to yourself, 1001, 1002, if they haven't said okay, go on.
Okay. Gotcha.
And then remember that melody line? And I just wanted to call and see if you're happy with the rates you're paying for your insurance. Like, you're almost baiting them to say, I am.
Right.
And you're like, ha. Beautiful. All right, so let's do this step again. The reason? Go for it.
The reason I'm calling is I'm an insurance professional with State Farm.
Okay.
And I just wanted to call and see if you're happy with the rates you're paying for your insurance.
That's how you have to do it.
Okay.
Courtney, go for it.
The reason I'm calling is because I'm an insurance professional with State Farm.
Okay.
And I just wanted to call and see if you're happy with the rates you're paying for your insurance.
Yeah, that technique's going to create the most favorable outcome for you. Because it's like, oh, wait a minute, you're not going to ask me or tell me? Like, you're not going to ask me if you can quote my business? You're not going to tell me why I should be doing business with you. You're not going to tell me, you know, why I was wrong to choose the company I'm with. What do you, what?
It's more like a friendly conversation.
Yeah, it, not so much like a salesy type.
Yeah, that's why it works.
Yeah.
But what's beautiful is that they could also be thinking, oh, I'm going to say happy so I can get off the phone.
Yeah.
And you're thinking, thank you for saying exactly what I wanted you to say.
Right.
So if they say not happy, click there.
Okay.
Then you have a genuine question. You know, if I can improve your existing plan, would you give me an opportunity to see what I can come up with? And remember that call I played where the guy said, I don't know.
Yeah.
So that's rare. That's only happened one time at this step. So in that case, do you see rejection protection on the left?
Right.
Click there. What do you say?
Before I go, can I ask you one quick question?
Excellent. So now you're, and they'll all say sure.
Gotcha.
What do you click?
Checkmate close.
Do it.
Right, yeah. Okay. Before paying your insurance renewal, do you feel it's a good practice to occasionally get a second opinion?
Now, right here, even if they say no, they'll be the nicest people in the world.
Right.
They'll be like, you know, I've been with USAA for 40 years now. I really appreciate you trying to give me a shot.
Yeah.
You're a good lad. No one's going to be mad at you.
Right.
You know why?
You're just asking a question?
And you asked for permission to continue the conversation.
Yeah.
And when they granted it to you, it put you on very favorable terms with them and you.
Yeah. You're so smart, Todd.
Click checkmate close.
Be a psychologist.
Compartmentalizing conversation, you guys. That's all it's about so that we can see cause and effect, right?
Right, yeah.
All right, go for it.
If I can improve your existing plan, would it be okay if I give you a call before paying your next renewal?
This is a very important one, too. So this, next to the ask, are your two most important steps. If you deliver at that speed and you start and you hear, huh? What?
Right.
You're what you're going to have to do, that's what I was hearing a lot, Kelsey. Huh? What? What you're going to want to do is put a little separation in there.
Okay.
If I can improve your existing plan, would it be okay if I give you a call before you have to pay your next renewal?
Okay.
Do you see what I'm doing there? Kind of breaking it up into three parts, aren't I?
Yeah.
So basically what I'm thinking is that I want to ensure that people are saying, I don't want to do it now, we'll do it later.
Right.
That's very important for them to say okay. It's because they don't have to do anything right now.
Right.
So that next renewal, give you a call before you pay your next renewal. And there also at the comma, put a nice pause there. So try it yourself.
If I can improve your existing plan, would it be okay if I gave you a call before you pay your next renewal?
Sure. And what do you do?
X date?
Yes, click it.
Okay. Can I ask you a couple more questions and send you? No, that's not right.
Right, so what's this number one at the top there?
So that's where we just start. Just ask like, okay, well, when do you?
No, there's number one up there. What's it say?
When will you be paying your next renewal?
That's exactly how you say it.
Okay.
An actionable step at this juncture of your conversation, which is again almost the beginning. Every time you go into a next step, that's what you initially say is the most critical thing. So what I've discovered is saying, when will you be paying your next renewal so I know when to give you a call? That's, I've noticed, you guys will sense it too. That's really good technique.
Yeah.
And even if they're kind of wanting to be quick to get off the phone, just stick with it. What's the next part of the question?
Do you pay your auto monthly, every 6 months, annually?
Yep. And?
Who currently insures your auto?
Right. And then it could be tricky to ask the second question. What is it?
Do you rent or do you own?
So if you get there and they answer, you're thinking good, and then you get to say?
Okay, who currently has your home or renter's insurance?
All right, good. Or you could actually change it. Does Geico have your home as well?
Okay, gotcha.
And then, you know, so you just go through it. You want to get down to number four. And I usually preference number four with, you know, out of curiosity, in regards to your insurance, what is most important to you? Price, proper coverage, service. If you had to pick one, what would it be?
Okay.
And then that, so then what we want them to do there is actually think about themselves and what's important to them.
Right.
And then if they answer that question and it feels pretty good, jump down to the bottom and ask the technique question. So that's the X date form. The technique is in black. What does it say?
Can I ask you a couple more questions and send you over a quote to look at so that you have more time to think about it before paying your next renewal?
I'm telling you guys, I'm telling you, that's gold, 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 gold money all the way to the bank. But it is not going to work if you try to rush it by skipping the X date form.
Gotcha.
All right, so what did you learn from me today?
Working through the process, there's again more clarification on depending on the response, which step we take next, because that is still something that we're working on, making sure we click the right steps for the right response to get us to.
And what will get you there faster than anything?
Going with the process.
Yeah, real, real practice.
Right.
Which means you really use it. Now you need to set a standard for yourself. In terms of dial count, I think.
Yeah.
So I think personally, if at a 16-to-1 ratio, which it could very likely happen for you guys, that you need 32 dials to talk to two people.
Right.
So I would set your dial minimum at 32. And to be honest with you, if you're not getting a hold of anybody, it's only going to take you a matter of 5 minutes to make those 30 dials. But at least you were involved in the process. You gave yourself a chance for success. And if somebody picks up the phone, hallelujah.
Yeah.
But more importantly, we need to get data on what percent of those dials are resulting in somebody picking up the telephone and saying hello.
Yeah.
Right.
We also need to get data on if the person that you're calling is accurate to your list.
Right.
So those are as important to your plan for success as the result itself. So it provides purpose to make the action of 30 dials. The purpose of the dials is to get data. The purpose mm-hmm. of the data is to conclude on if the plan is effective at those steps or not. Can you absorb all that?
Yes.
See, I think we need to get going, you guys. What do you think?
Yeah.
When we talk next week, will I see strong dial count?
Hopefully.
Yeah, hopefully, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Take the hope out of it, and I'll see dial count.
Yeah. Can we just go over the return call real quick?
Oh yeah, thank you for doing that. So yeah. Go ahead and click the red house.
Okay.
So now click auto prospecting cold call and then click return call.
Okay.
And what's it say?
Thanks for calling back.
Okay, now what's your button choices? I'm not in there.
Ask.
Click ask.
The reason I'm calling.
It says the reason I'm calling or the reason I called?
The reason I called.
So see how it changed your technique?
Yeah.
But all the buttons should be the same, and once you get beyond that part, it takes you back to your tried and true process. So it changed the ask step for you to mirror what really happened there. All right, so do you guys feel motivated?
Yeah,
definitely.
Do you feel encouraged?
Yeah.
So I did my job. But also, do you feel I gave you a well-defined process with actionable steps to turn that motivation and encouragement into real results?
Yeah, totally.
All right, good. So I'll look forward to talking with you guys next week. And if we start to see numbers, it gets really fun, because then we start the process of troubleshooting your flow of activity to get the results that you guys are anticipating.
Right.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Have a great weekend. Bye.
Bye.